In. Are we ready to lock in? Right, so when we lock in, what does that mean?
Stuck in.
Stuck in, we get focused and we allow Jesus to lock into our hearts and unlock everything that needs to be unlocked. So today I'm going to be speaking on this. Can these bones live? Oh. Can these bones live? You know what? There are moments in our lives when everything just feels dry. Even for me. Everything feels dry. Our dreams are dry. Our hopes are dry. Our faith is dry. And our relationships are dry. That we can be breathing, but we feel so lifeless within us. That we can be moving, but it seems like we feel that we're stuck. And it's in that exact place, not in the strength, not in the comfort, but in a valley of dryness, that God asks us a question. Can these bones live? Not will they survive, not will they improve, but can something completely dead come back to life? Ezekiel says to us, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out and set me in the middle of a valley." Try and picture this as I tell you this story. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out, and he set me in the middle of a valley. Notice this already, that God didn't just observe the valley, but he placed Ezekiel right there in the valley. And sometimes we think, you know what, if God is with me, then I'll avoid the hard places. I won't have to go in there. But Scripture shows us the opposite, that God will take us into valleys, not to destroy us, but to show us something that we couldn't see from the top of the mountain. That this valley was full of bones. Picture this. Not one or two bones, but a symbolic few. Now, we don't know how many exactly, but I should imagine if it's a symbolic few, it's a lot. And Scripture says, very many. Very many. And very dry. It means they've been dead for a long time. That this wasn't recent. This was a long-term devastation that was actually beyond the repair of a human. A human couldn't fix that. And maybe that's where you are today. A situation that's been broken too long in your life, a prayer that feels unanswered for too long in your life, or a part of your life that feels just too far gone. Now, I want to tell you today that God does not rush past it. But he walks us through it. Because before God resurrects anything or brings anything back to life, he will first make us face it. That's the hard part. Now, I know what it's like. You know, so many of you, we know what it's like when we have to actually face it, you know. We look in the spiritual mirror and what we see is like really not nice. That reflection that's coming back. But I've experienced that God asks questions to reveal my faith. And God asks Ezekiel, he says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Now, God already knows the answer to that question. So why does he ask Ezekiel if he already knows the answer? Because the question isn't for God. But it's for Ezekiel. And it's for each of us today. Can these bones live? You see, God will bring you face to face with what looks impossible and ask you questions that will expose your whole belief system. Questions like, can your situation change? Like, can your family be restored? Like, can your purpose still come alive? And church, here's what's powerful. That Ezekiel doesn't come up with a confidence that is all fake. He doesn't say, oh, yes, God, absolutely. He doesn't say, no, it's hopeless, God, it's hopeless. But Ezekiel says to God, Lord God, you know. You know. This is a humble faith. It's not loud, it's not flashy, but it's so jolly honest. It says, well, I don't see how, but I know that you can do it, God. And some of us miss those miracles in our lives because we think that we need to have this perfect faith before we can receive anything from God. But God isn't looking for a perfect faith, church. I don't have a perfect faith. But he's looking for trust. Trust. He's looking for us to trust him. And when we start trusting him, it becomes powerful. Because we can then use our voice to activate God's power in our lives. God says something unexpected. He says, Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. Imagine that. I know what I would be thinking. Like, really? Prophesy to these bones. Ezekiel goes, what? God says, speak to these bones. And Ezekiel's thinking, oh, well, I don't know about this. You know, dead things, they don't respond. And dead things, they don't hear. So even if I speak to them, how are they going to hear me? And dead things don't move. You know, they've been lying here dry for how long? But God tells Ezekiel, open your mouth anyway. Open your mouth anyway. Because church, here's the principle for us. That God often moves through what you say in obedience. Ezekiel didn't create the miracle, but he participated in it. And some of us are waiting for God to move while we're still staying silent. And then we think, well, God, why aren't you moving? And God's saying, speak. Speak to the bones. Speak life. Declare truth. And call things that are not as they... Let's try again. Call things that are not as though they were. Not because there's magic in our words, but because obedience to God unlocks a movement within us. Ezekiel says, speaks, and then suddenly there's this rattling. Imagine. There's this rattling. And the bones, they start coming together. And the structures begin to form on the bones. But here's the key detail, that there was still no breath in them. There was no breath in them. They were bones and they were starting to come together into a form, but there was no breath in them. They looked alive, but they weren't fully alive. And this is where many of us stop. We see the progress and we think that the promise is complete. We see the improvement and we think the miracle is done. But God isn't just restoring the structure in our life, but he's restoring our very life. And some of things in your life may be coming back together through opportunities or relationships or good direction, but we just can't settle for a form that has no spirit. God's plan is not partial restoration for us, but it's a complete resurrection, a new life. You see, the breath of God, it changes everything. And then God says, prophesy to the breath and say, come, breathe, and breathe into these slain that they may live. And when Ezekiel prophesies, everything changes in that valley. These bones, they don't just stand, but they become an army. They become an army. This is what it teaches us today. That structure comes from the process, but life comes from the Spirit of God. That you can have everything in place and you can still feel empty. But when God breathes, what was dead becomes powerful. Not just surviving, but standing with a purpose. I was dry bones. Book, I was dry bones. I had no life in me. But yet I stand here today, preaching to you with purpose. Full of life. Full of Jesus. This is the story of Ezekiel. It's for every two. God can take those dry places in our lives and breathe new life into it, and we can be restored into something new and beautiful, full of purpose. And God explains the vision to Ezekiel. He says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And they say, our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And that's the real issue here, is the loss of hope. Because when hope dies, then everything else follows. But God responds, he says, I will open your graves and bring you up and put my Spirit in you, and you shall live. This is bigger than physical restoration. This is about spiritual renewal. That God is saying, what you gave up on, actually I haven't. That God is saying, what you buried, I still see it. That what God is saying is, what you think is over, I can actually restart in your life. So I want to come back to the question. Right here in this building. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Not in theory, not for someone else, but for you. Can your faith live again? Can your joy come back? Can your purpose rise again within you? And maybe your answer today is like Ezekiel, Lord, you know, because I don't. And that's enough. Because the same God who speaks to the valleys, who commands breath, who turns bones into armies, he's still speaking. He might be speaking into your heart right now. Don't walk away from here today thinking, wow, that was a nice story that Pastor Robin said. Just not walk away doing that. But look at this as a mirror. That valley represents the areas of your life, and God is asking you today, will you believe me? Even here in the place that you're in your life, will you believe me? And then speak, even when it feels strange. And then stand, even when it feels incomplete. And wait for the breath of God, even when it takes time. Because when God speaks, when He speaks, dry things don't stay dry. But they rise. And they live. And they become more than what they were ever before, that moment. Can your dry bones live, Steve?
Yeah, they're already alive.
Barry?
Steve?
Sparks? Pete?
Amen.
What about you two?
Yeah. Yeah.
And David?
Yeah. Gary?
Yeah.
You two? Tyler. The two at the back. Eileen. Well then, it's time to get into business with God. You don't open the door, you're not going through it. You're standing outside McDonald's and you're not going in, and you're hungering for a McDonald's and you don't go in, you're not getting it. You can either stay on the outside and be all dry and struggling and sad and heavy and hurting and confused and disappointed and chained up with addictions and no hope. Or you can enter in.
Amen.
And say, Lord, breathe your spirit into me. I'm tired of being dry. Take me out the valley and put me on the mountaintop. Who's up for that? Right, so we're not doing drama here today. We're doing a quiet surrender, quiet process. And it all starts with, Lord, I surrender to you, and I give you dryness. Would you breathe into me with your spirit today? Make me whole with new life, new purpose, new dreams, new hope. Let your light shine into the dark places. We ready? Fabulous. Let's stand. I'm not going to pray because then it's going to be words. But I want you to follow your heart. Not your mind. I want you to follow your heart. So I want you just to do a bit of business now with God, you know? Like imagine like you're in the Eden Center and God's walking through there, you notice Him and you want to talk to Him, you've got to actually walk up to Him, don't you? You know, if you see me in the Eden Center, I'm not going to know you, that what you want unless you come talk to me. Yep? Come and it's like that. You've got to say, this is my heart, Lord, I'm tired of struggling. So I'm just coming now and I'm just giving you the dryness and everything in my life, and we've all got different things. Our hearts are in different places, and that's why I'm not going to lead you. Just be honest with God, even if it's one line. You don't have to have a big fancy prayer. You just have to say, Lord, even if you say, help me, just help me, whatever. Come on, you do that quietly. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Breathe on us, Lord. Fresh breath of your Spirit upon us. Refresh us, Lord. Refresh your people, Lord. Refresh fire upon us from heaven. Break the chains, Lord. Break the chains, Lord. We give you access into the darkness of our lives. Raise me up, Lord, into a strong warrior of faith. Teach me. Teach me, Lord. You guide me. You show me the way. I'm tired of standing in the same place. I'm not moving forward anywhere. I'm stuck. Do a work in me today, Lord. Transform me. Give me new life today. Feel fresh breath in me, Lord. We declare it now. Just say, I'm alive. I'm alive in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I could see the genuineness there. God bless you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hang in there.
Thank you, God.
Hang in there.